Ken Salazar is former U.S. Interior Secretary and a one-time Democratic senator from Colorado. He recalls how state officials put up money and manpower last fall to keep Utah's five national parks open during the federal government shutdown.
There is where the irony stands in my mind, that the public land legacy for Utah is so tremendously important to the economy of Utah, and yet the Utah, Congressman Bishop in particular, is not willing to really stand up for a conservation ethic that is a balanced one.
Salazar is now involved with the Equal Ground Campaign, a conservation advocacy group. Its new report criticizes Congress for inaction on new refuges, parks, monuments, historic areas, and funding. It says lawmakers have protected just 2.9 million acres for future generations, but they've okayed oil and gas drilling on 7.4 million acres. They've even snubbed bills with local support, like the Wasatch Wilderness and Watershed Protection Act. Congressman Bishop doesn't agree with the report's conclusions.
We're looking at things differently. There are already 433 million acres in this country that are off-limits to multiple use. They're off-limits to anything except conservation. What we're going to do in the future is to make sure that when you create these new wilderness areas, you make sure that you also have the avenue necessary to protect recreation opportunities.
Bishop says the Republican-led House Resources Committee is simply taking a different approach than in the past.
The charges that are being made here have no credibility. They're actually retreads of accusations that have been made several different times.
The Utah lawmaker also says there's no way to know if and when he might become chairman of the Resources Committee. Judy Fays, KUER News.